This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show for Thanksgiving weekend. We all have lots to be thankful for. I'm betting that a lot of you are very thankful that this program is on the air so you can find out how the people at Talkers Magazine have nailed, through their research, the top 10 stories of the week and the people that contribute to the discussions in the top 10 stories. Michael Harrison, I'm thankful that he and I are friends. We've been friends for a long time. Every Thanksgiving is better. There are more turkeys to talk about. Right? Yeah, don't you think? I mean, every year.
Yeah.
We have lots to be thankful for.
Because there are more turkeys in the pie, if you will. So Michael's here to go through the stories, and the people will talk about some of them and some of the other ancillary things that are issues regarding the News Talk format. Lots of things going on, Michael. So thankfully and hopefully, well, I know you had a good Thanksgiving, so...
Well, yeah, Thanksgiving's a great holiday. It's everybody's holiday. You know, it's a pretty good holiday.
What did you do? What did you eat? You and your
I didn't
family?
Do anything.
You didn't eat either?
Really? I didn't eat anything. I usually, you know, I like to cook, and I usually make turkeys for people. But let's just say the moon and the stars lined up where everybody was busy with something else. Mm-hmm. So we decided, hey, let's just cruise through this one and not do anything. And used it as a day of catching up on movies and things.
Did you? What did you see that was good?
Before we get into all that, just to finish answering the first question.
Yeah.
And maybe Sunday we'll make something and do something. It just turned out that way, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's a great holiday. There's a bunch of great stuff on Netflix. To answer your second question. I checked out the beginning of that very, very long Martin Scorsese, I think it's Martin Scorsese, film with...
The Irishman.
What an endeavor that is. So yeah. We're about 55% of the way through it, and it's quite...
How can you start a movie and stop it and go back to it later on?
Netflix makes it easy because they've got these algorithms where you just go back and it picks up where you left off.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you stop and think about it, that's a pretty amazing thing. It certainly is conducive to wanting to go back as opposed to where did we leave off?
You'll appreciate this then. Mm-hmm. I do have Amazon Prime and I have Netflix and all the others. I don't use Netflix that much, but I had been using Prime. So I went in because I wanted to see the new Jack Ryan series that was there, and now I can't, for some reason or another, whatever has changed, my son set up, this is technology, your son probably set yours up, set up the whole thing a year or so ago. And so, you know, I went in to expect easy click here and click there, and that was it. That's all I had to do, get on it. Do you think I can get on it? And I had two people over here yesterday trying to get this lined back up again, and they can't do it. So I don't get why it's made so difficult. It should be so simple for people like you and me, or I'll speak for myself, because
I'll speak for myself, because I'm a technical wizard.
Yes. Oh, are you? All right, so you're invited to my house for turkey on Sunday. You can set this up. How's that?
The truth is everybody, including the experts, even the so-called geeks, have trouble keeping up with what's going on with technology. But I do find Amazon Prime to be much more difficult to negotiate.
Oh, you do?
Netflix. Okay. So oh, yeah. Long, Amazon yeah. Prime, it drives me crazy.
Really?
Watch, now we're going to get emails and letters.
Why would they make it so difficult? Why not make it easy? What the hell?
I don't know. Well, maybe it is easy. Maybe you and I are showing our ignorance. Maybe there are people out there scoffing and mocking us, going, oh, listen to those. Okay, boomer. You know, that type of thing. But, when you said Amazon Prime, I rolled my eyes.
Oh.
Netflix, on the other hand, it's quite easy. And, easily laid out. What I don't like about Netflix. Do you remember when Netflix first started? When Netflix first started, they had every old movie ever made.
Yeah.
They don't have old movies. No. They have a very scarce amount of...
Yeah.
It's all, you know, look, I have no complaint about Netflix. I think it's something I'm truly thankful for.
Well, think about how it works, though. This is what amazes me, how we can now pick and choose anything you want. I do this more flying across the country back and forth as often as I do, catch up on TV shows and movies, mostly TV shows. But to think, let's say there are 195 people in the plane, and they got a screen in front of them, and they can select anything they want, and they can have it there at a moment's notice. And yet there are people at home who are doing the same thing. They can select a movie or select a TV or any kind of entertainment, and it's there immediately. How in the world, who figured that out, and how does that really work?
Well, I mean, I can't even tell you how an automobile works, and I've been driving one all my life. So, I mean, it's, you know, how does it really work? It means there are a lot of very smart people in the world who are famous. Right. You know, we make celebrities, and we call people geniuses who, you know, do things like write a song and happen to fall upon the right notes, and it makes a pretty melody. We call them a genius, but the geniuses are the ones that really that are creating all this technology that is just far beyond the comprehension of the average person.
Yes.
And so I find that to be really where the smart people are, the ones you haven't heard of, the ones that engineers are really among the smartest people, and boy, do we rely on them. And that's been the case even before the computer age. Can you imagine building the George Washington Bridge during the Depression without computers and coming up with something that still stands there with the river currents, you know, beating on it every day for decades?
Yeah.
You know, or sending these rovers to Mars, turning them on a dime and sending back signals. I mean, imagine doing that, you know. So,
Or being able to drill into the surface of the earth, somebody found diamonds or coal or whatever it is, or oil. How'd they figure that out?
We have within our species some pretty bright people.
Yeah.
And you know, it's extremely humbling. But what you're talking about before, and we'll get into the stories in a minute, but this is really actually very interesting, because the news this week is all over the place, especially with a couple of days of holidays and fill-in hosts and specials. Talk media has not been really focused on the hottest news stories this week because of the nature of the holiday. But in terms of entertainment, in terms of communications, what we're seeing is a trend toward all middlemen, and I say that in quotes, middle entities, brick-and-mortar stores, trucks, packaging, vinyl, newsprint, the physical aspects of information, which the entire paradigm of the business model of communications has been built on in the 20th century, we are now seeing that crumble. And it's a process that hasn't been completed. Another 5 years, 10 years, it's all going to be abstract. It's all going to be numbers and, you know, digital, and there'll be no record stores, there'll be no newsstands, there will be no print. I know people say, "Oh, how could you say that?" There will be, print will be what's called a tchotchke. It'll be like hurricane lamps or, you know, candles during electric blackouts. They'll be all business to business, all revenue generation when it comes to the arts, when it comes to communications, when it comes to news, will be abstract in terms of passwords and codes and nothing physical. And that's changing the business model. It's putting a lot of people out of business. And it's happening in retail. And it's the way we are going, and there's no going back.
A lot of people are soul searching to try to figure out what they're going to do next, people in business. I would like to see the middleman go away with regard to the American family farmer, so that more people were getting their food directly from the farmer. The farmer this year for Thanksgiving, and that's number 8 this week, you're going to go through the list in a moment. The farmer got 12 cents of every dollar that was spent for the food that they grew, so you could have a good Thanksgiving meal. That's pretty damned outrageous.
Well, really, I mean, that's an issue that you know a lot about, and you've been doing a great job of educating the public about that. You should do more of that in the months and years to come. All right, we'll go through the top 10 stories. Do you have time, or do we have to take a break?
Let's break, and then we'll do the top 10 stories. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher. These lists, by the way, every week are published in Talkers at talkers.com. Here's something I'm going to send you, not to a website, but to a phone number, so that you can get in on this fabulous sort of Black Friday, Cyber Monday special to brighten your smile. The folks at Power Swabs, which is the world's most advanced whitening system. That is a spectacular claim to make, but it's true, because everything about Power Swabs is natural. The fact that you can order yours on that line to 800-208-1797, it's risk-free because it's guaranteed to work, or you get your money back. Your teeth will be whitened two shades every single time you dab on the Power Swabs. You just take the tube when you get it, snap it open, take the Q-tip that's in there that has all the ingredients in Power Swabs, and put it on your teeth. Rub it on your teeth, and within 5 minutes you'll see the shades changing. And do it in a week, you can get the 6 or 8 shades brighter, and over the course of a couple of months, you get rid of all those cringeworthy, discolored, ugly yellow teeth. Power Swabs can whiten your smile, and you'll be holiday photo ready, because this is the season for parties and celebrations in your family, your home. So let's have everybody look their best. And this is a good Christmas gift. If you know somebody well enough and you think they need some help with their smile, call 800-208-1797. That's for you and for them. 800-208-1797. Here's the deal for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Call 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. You'll get 40% off the price and then another $10 off. And a free quick stick. You want to know what that means in terms of actual dollars and cents? Well, this product costs $99 in the main. That's the suggested retail price. So when you get 40% off, that's $59.90. You take another $10, that's $49.90. That's pretty good saving. Free shipping, too. No strips, no trays, no sensitivity. 800-208-1797. Get the deal right now for yourself and people that you care about. Good stocking stuffer. That's right. Power Swabs. Whiten your teeth the natural way. 800-208-1797. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797. For 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick, call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. As the holiday gift-buying season approaches, many Americans hit stores and surf the web for the perfect gift. According to Bank of America customer data, last holiday season, consumers on average spent nearly $1,200 on retail and $565 on travel purchases. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Extend your dollar this season with a rewards credit card that maximizes your holiday spending, no matter where you shop. The Bank of America Premium Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 2 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all other purchases. Even better, for preferred rewards members, you can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which means earning up to 3.5 unlimited points per dollar on travel and dining, and up to 2.6 points on all other purchases.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/premium.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now time to continue with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 25th to the 29th. Michael Harrison is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So we've had a bit of a distraction, but it was good conversation, and we often have these conversations. We'll go through the stories and the people list, and then we'll pick a few of the stories apart, and there are other things going on in the news talk world that Michael is an expert on, so I pick his brain about those things. But first, let's go to the stories and the people list, Michael.
Yeah, and I think it was that much of a distraction because the chart this week is a little messed up because
it's
of the holiday. Well, and the fact is that people watching TV on those services is actually part of the whole discussion of the holidays.
Right. Yeah.
Because people do turn to entertainment. So if everybody will forgive us for the fact that there were a lot of late-breaking stories on Thursday and Friday that were not reflected in this because the news talk media and talk radio that this is based on was not operating in the same manner, a lot of holiday programming, etc. So this is a little bit screwy, but it's still better than anybody else's research. At number 10, we have the K-pop deaths and the German castle heist.
I just found out what those are. I had our friend Victoria Jones explain what Korean pop was. That's what K-pop is, Korean pop.
Yeah, she's plugged into that, and it's
loves that stuff.
yeah. Well, I mean, it's great to have an expert of her level who's interested in things beyond just the impeachment. Mm-hmm. You know, she's also wonderful for anything having to do with Great Britain.
And China.
Yeah, exactly. At number 9, Tesla Cybertruck. I don't know if you've
seen
it.
Did you see those things?
Yeah.
Would you buy one?
That's the question I asked myself, because it's not a bad value, but I would hate to drive around in a failure. You know, I would hate to be the guy that drove around in the 50s in an Edsel or
a DeLorean.
Or a DeLorean, or a Hummer, or you know, all of these, or that thing that car that Chrysler came out with, that looked like an old car from the 30s that's still out there, but it's kind of ugly. It looked cool.
I was going to say the neon. It's on a neon chassis, but it looks like it's they called it the Nazi. The Nazi car.
It looked so cool, but I really, you know, or the Honda Element, that you just don't want. So I would be hesitant to get one, but it sure looked cool. It had a bit of a screw up in the unveil. Elon Musk said to some guy, "Throw a hard steel ball at the windows, and they'll never break." And they broke.
I broke one of them.
But he was cool. He was cool. All right. Yeah. So the Tesla Cybertruck was at number 9. Although by now it seems like old news, but it's interesting. At number 8, the Thanksgiving holiday, the season, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the economy, all tied together. Those are extremely valid at number 8. At number 7, we have lots of incidents of crime and violence across the country, and that's tied with gun control, which is talked about. At number 6, immigration reform and race relations, always talked about in talk radio, fueled in part by the presidential race. At number 5, climate control, that's a funny word, climate change,
right?
Climate control, it's gun control. And a lot of that was fueled by the UN put out a report that's very dismal. You know, we've only got 12 years and then we're going to be in deep doo-doo. And healthcare reform, we have the Navy SEAL controversy and the Supreme Court Trump finances ruling, Hong Kong elections, U.S.-China relations at 3, number 2, the election, number 1, the impeachment hearings. Those are the stories. We can do the people on the other side.
That's a good idea. Yep. There are a lot of things. I want to get to your thoughts on the Hong Kong elections and what you hear from some of your friends that are in the Chinese media. That's all up and coming in the next half hour of this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is sponsored by the National Insurance Crime Bureau. In 2018, a motor vehicle was stolen every 42.2 seconds in the United States. Those thefts, when added together, resulted in a $6.3 billion loss. This level of theft has not been seen since 1967. Frank Scafidi, Public Affairs Director, National Insurance Crime Bureau, discusses tips to protect your vehicle.
Many thefts occur because owners forget to lock their cars or remove their keys or fobs, making it easy for thieves. Invest in a security device that is visible or audible, and consider installing a kill switch or fuel cutoff, because if your vehicle can't be started, it can't be stolen.
Lastly, invest in a tracking device that emits a signal to the police or to a monitoring station. Some systems employ telematics, which combine GPS and wireless technologies that will alert the owner if the vehicle has been moved and can be tracked via computer. To learn more safety tips, visit nicb.org.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying the U.S. has reopened talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan, making the announcement during an unannounced visit to that country yesterday, where he also delivered Thanksgiving greetings to U.S. troops and said during the meeting with Afghanistan's leader,
"We'll see if they want to make it a real deal, but we'll see."
The U.S. and Taliban had reportedly been close to a deal last summer, but it collapsed after the Taliban took credit for an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier, and President Trump pulled the plug on the talk.
talks. It's Black Friday in the retail world. Millions of Americans likely out looking for a deal. A new USA Today Ipsos survey finds at least 77% say they will buy something this weekend if they can get a deal, though millennials tend to prefer Cyber Monday rather than braving the Black Friday crowds at the stores. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Continuing on now with our World of Talk Radio overview, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We have the story list that we've completed now. Michael would like to do the people list, see what the relationship is. Eddie Gallagher. Fine, that's an interesting story. We ought to maybe spend a minute on that. But why don't you go through the list first, please?
All right, people list as follows. Eddie Gallagher and Richard Spencer are tied at number 10. That's that whole Navy thing. Michael Bloomberg at number 9, you've heard of him. At number 8, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Pete Buttigieg. We have at number 7, Marie Yovanovitch, David Hale, and Laura Cooper. Some of these names feel like they're from forever ago because they were early in the week.
I know. Yeah.
Number 6 is Mick Mulvaney and Mike Pompeo. Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi are 5, Fiona Hill, Gordon Sondland, and Alexander Vindman, also from the old days of Monday and Tuesday, at number 4, Mark Sandy and Philip Reeker at 3, Rudy Giuliani, Mike Pence, John Bolton at number 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. Don't ask me about too many of them, because I don't know who they are.
Well, there you go. Neither do I, but it's okay. Yeah. The connection number 3 on this list this week, Hong Kong elections, the relationship that we have, the first thing I'm wondering about is I was just walking back into the studio thinking about how many countries have talk radio. It was originally an American phenomenon, but then it became very popular in England and all over Europe. And I'm wondering, I'm trying to think or imagine what talk radio might be like in China, even if there is such a thing as talk radio in China. You have a lot of connections to China media. What is there such a thing as talk radio in China?
Well, I'm sure there's talk radio in China, but I don't know if they talk about politics unless it's state radio, when all media in China is state-run. So, you know, when you say talk radio, we have an understanding of what that means here. It's a genre of radio because talk is, you know, talk. Obviously, they speak in Chinese. But no, you can't even utter a molecule of a word against the government or against the status quo in China without being shut down. Perhaps arrested, perhaps tortured, or worse. The human rights abuses in China are off the charts, and the government control of thought, and the thought police, and they keep track on people in terms of your citizenship quotient, the way we have credit reports. They have reports on not just credit, they have reports on what you think, what you say, who you hang out with, and at any time they could turn on you and put you away for any reason whatsoever. There's no talk radio in China whatsoever as the kind of radio
as we know
here.
It.
No,
yeah,
absolutely
right.
Not. Mm-hmm. You mentioned I have friends in the media there. Reporters are regularly arrested. People disappear. Look, and what's going on in Hong Kong is an amazing test of wills between the forces of democracy and the forces of repression. China has its hands full dealing with Hong Kong, but it isn't going to let it go lightly, that's for sure.
Well, the president this week signed a bill which would basically is very pro-Hong Kong, and so one wonders what that does to the trade talks. That's been an ongoing focus of the talkers list, the trade talks and the impact of the Chinese. Most of the other trade talks are taken care of with other entities, but we still are in the wrestling ring with the Chinese, and many people think that the president signing this bill is not going to help us do better, especially when it comes to the American family farmer. And I think you said here on this program last week that one of the things that is in the mind of the Chinese is to kind of stretch this out, make the farmers mad. As we all know, Trump won because he carried rural America. And if he doesn't have that support, he'll lose. And that seems to be what the Chinese want, yes?
Yes, yeah. The Chinese, as a matter of fact, in a conversation that you and I had, that's going to play this weekend in Washington about the issues. You said that the Chinese understand how we think as well as we do, if not better. Mm-hmm. They're very smart.
Yeah.
And they are, from what I understand from my inside sources, which are really good sources, that the Chinese are playing games in terms of how the agriculture industry, both large and small, relate to all of these trade talks by particularly making it difficult for the farmers so as to have them be angry at Donald Trump, who, other than that, has actually been doing a heck of a good job in dealing with the Chinese in
these issues.
Per these issues, mm-hmm. and for the sake of getting rid of him, because they'd love to settle the problem with the farmers, because they have a very close and important relationship with our agriculture. They don't want to mess that up, but they're playing it tough because
you're talking about the Chinese.
The Chinese, yeah, they want
they need our food.
Yeah, they do. They want the farmers to turn on Trump, and mm-hmm. it seems to be working.
Yeah, I would say
it's going to be the deciding factor, but it could be one of them. Hey, it's helping Pete Buttigieg right now, isn't it, in farm areas?
Very much so. So look at, he's number one in Iowa,
right.
Number one on the Democratic polls. Pete Buttigieg is the only one, I call him Mayor Pete because I never get his last name right. Yeah. He's the only one talking about family, farm, food issues, the only one. And that has driven him way up to the top of the polls as to if the Iowa election were to be held, primary election, he'd win in a landslide. And so then you look at some of those things. I know you're not necessarily a fan, or you don't think Michael Bloomberg has a chance. He's one that won't be co-opted or corrupted by the Chinese. He won't be pushed around by him. So if, you know, the Chinese look at, be careful what you wish for, because if they get rid of Trump, who's tough on them, and Bloomberg comes charging in because there's a, what do they call it, convention, a corrupted, whatever convention, brokered convention, Bloomberg comes in, he becomes the nominee, the Chinese better look out for him, because he's no pushover.
Now, he's no pushover either, and he does bring a lot to the table, but I'm not sure he'll resonate with the voters, but he's sure spending a lot of money.
Resonates with me.
Yeah, well, I know that. You and I have this little bet going, and, you know, I don't think he's going to do well. When I say not do well, I don't mean his policies. I'm just saying I don't think he's going to do well in the primaries.
Yeah.
I don't think they really know him very well outside.
Well, maybe he doesn't have
New
to.
York.
If it becomes a brokered convention, he doesn't have to.
Well,
you know, somebody comes in. I mean, better him than Hillary coming in and trying to save the day, right?
I don't think Hillary has a chance.
Yeah.
See, well, I can't even imagine that, but she imagines it. I think Hillary's chances are in her mind. I don't think she has a chance. She's only going to become like a Harold Stassen. There's a name from the past.
Oh, my God. You remember Harold Stassen?
I'm pretty good at my presidential politics.
Wow.
So it's not an indication.
Adlai Stevenson?
Adlai Stevenson. I mean, you know.
Dewey?
Yeah. Dewey beats Truman.
Exactly. Headlines in the New York Times. Didn't quite work out that way.
But I saw a funny thing in a comment section of, Trump at his recent rally was blabbering on, and he says, and we even beat, Barack Hussein Obama. And he was delusional. He thought he beat Obama. And so somebody said, yeah, you beat Dewey as well. You beat Truman as well. You beat Dewey as well. Dewey goes back to...
end of the week, just as one of the things that will show up in the story list, perhaps the ramifications of the president flying to Afghanistan on Thanksgiving
Big story.
To speak to the troops and to meet with the president of Afghanistan and to sort of eyebrow the situation. That's one of those things. Aside from the event itself, the fact that they kept it secret until he got there is something of a modern miracle that somebody didn't leak it one way or another. Because he was supposed to have a conference call on Thanksgiving with the troops, but he showed up.
Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe half the leaks that are happening out there are perpetrated by the people who are complaining the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there's an awful lot that we don't know that's not leaking at all.
Sometimes
I think we're just played, you know. I just think the average person are being played by the media, by the politicians, you know.
And we're not sophisticated enough to realize it. It's like the dummy. It really is the dummy down of America. 44 past the hour, a review of some legendary conversations with Michael in a matter of moments. Right now, as Black Friday and Cyber Monday approach, the folks at MyPillow are aware that you would like to buy some great MyPillow products and have a great deal of savings. So great here is the underscore. Save up to 50, 60, in some cases 65% using the DJV code when you go to MyPillow.com. Brand new in the last couple of weeks from MyPillow are these new towels. Soft, beautiful bath towels that actually work. They actually dry you. That's kind of a cool thing, right? Super absorbent. You have a great feel. It's USA cotton grown. Cotton grown in the U.S. And then the towels are manufactured in our country. It's like everything else. Very consistent. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, who put the company together, has been very consistent. Everything he sells is made in the USA. So, as the towels are there right now, you can get those for 30% off, which is fabulous for a first-time offer. 60-day money-back guarantee on that. And everything else that you can buy at deep discounts this week, use the promo code DJV on the Radio Listener Specials tab at MyPillow.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
All right. At Talkers.com and also MH Interview, Michael Harrison Interview, every week there's a legendary conversation. This is really a legendary conversation because Michael, I love this picture, by the way. Go to Talkers. Go to Talkers.com and look at the moldy, oldy picture of Michael when he had dark hair and a beard. That's really...
It was Michael 36 years ago in my backyard in California, a television show I did for a couple of years called Harrison's Mike, same name as my radio show back in those days.
Yeah.
And I interviewed Timothy Leary, and it's probably the best interview Timothy Leary ever did with anybody.
How did he impress you? What kind of... I never had that opportunity. What was he...
I thought that he was largely misunderstood. I thought that he was very reckless with how he handled himself in the 60s, but by the 70s and 80s, after being in 40 prisons around the world and maturing, he figured it all out. I think he was one of the most brilliant men I've ever met.
Well, I always thought he was pretty smart.
Yeah. And
did the drugs affect him any?
Yeah, to a certain degree they did, but not when he was clear thinking. Toward the end of my relationship with him, I knew him for 8 years very well. He wrote an article, column in my publication at those days and used to be on all my shows as a regular. I met him when he got out of jail in San Diego in 1976. He came to me because he had heard that I was pretty futuristic in terms of my thoughts and things in the media. And I got him on the road to being a media figure. And we were really good friends. But this interview was lost. It was lost, and we uncovered it. It was on a VHS laying in the bottom, a cassette laying in the bottom of a box with all kinds of spider webs and
we
things.
All have those moldy old
yeah somewhere. but I'm really proud of it, and the response has been extraordinary because it's very prescient. MHinterview.com. MHinterview.com, folks, check this one out. This one I'm proud of, really.
Well,
when
you go there, you can see the archives of all the other ones. There's some really great ones there. MHinterview.com. Michael Harrison, happy Thanksgiving. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with the presence of college professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Also, as he's a college professor of law, i.e. he's a lawyer. That's wonderful how that glove fits. You know what they say, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Where did I hear that?
That's always one of my favorites. All right, so we are here to think about some of the things, beside being a lawyer and my chief commentator when it comes to some of the legal issues that we confront with the stories. He's also an author. He has done a lot of expanded research into scams. His website, scamicide.com, is something dedicated to informing all of you about the dangers of scams. And at this time of year, man, there are tons of them. All this charitable, the people looking for money. So let's start with how you advise people to make sure you're giving to a trustworthy organization.
Yeah, I know when it comes to charities, charity scams are huge any time of year, but they really go into high gear during the holiday season. And one of the things to remember is even if you're on the do not call list, the federal do not call list, which I urge people to do, there's an exception for charity. So you can actually be called by a legitimate charity even if you're on the do not call this. But whenever you get a call, whenever you get a text message, whenever you get an email soliciting for a charity, you have no way of knowing that they are legitimate or not. What I suggest people do, and I found this to be a really helpful website, is a website called charitynavigator.org. And the two things that this will tell you is, first of all, it'll tell you about whether that particular charity is a scam. And some of the scam charities have names that are amazingly similar to those of real charities. And then the second thing they'll tell you is how much of the money that you contribute is actually going to go toward the charitable purposes and how much of it is into their administrative fees and salaries for even legitimate charities. So this is a good way of finding out whether indeed the charities you're considering are legit or not.
Yeah, there are a lot of, and now between the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all of that stuff, shopping online, and how that is safe or not. Are there places to go as we're looking out for scams? But also, part of the problem of not being able to shop safely are some of those scams that are out there, it seems to me. We were talking earlier, actually, about the plug-ins at the airport and public places.
Oh, yeah.
Where that's really dangerous, apparently.
Yep. You think you're plugging in to just a standard state charging station, but instead it's taking the information from your phone. The LA district attorney issued a warning about that recently. You know, a lot of phones have better security now to help prevent that, but the best thing is to stay away from those public stations. You know, bring your cord that plugs in just to a regular...
Yeah,
and you're good. But the phony online websites, you know, so many of us are shopping online, and there are these days it's really easy to counterfeit one that can look like the legitimate website. So, you know, the first thing is what we all know. If it looks too good to be true, the price, it is too good to be true. But there's a great website called whois.com. And what you do is you take the website address that you're going to or considering, because it looks like a great retail website with a great price. You type in that exact name, because it may look like it's the legitimate one, but you type in that exact name to whois.com, and that will tell you who actually owns it. So if you think you're on the Walmart website, but it turns in on whois.com that you're actually at a website that is owned by someone in Nigeria,
right,
you got a pretty good idea that this is a scam. There's another good website called www.resellerratings.com, and these will give you all kinds of review of particular merchants, and so you can find out if one you're considering online is legit or not.
I found a website called directrelief.org to be helpful in the same ways. Pretty simple ways you can make a difference with your giving, but why, you know, don't get yourself into a jam with it.
Yeah.
I think that's basically
a big thing is use your credit card. Don't use your debit card for anything other than an ATM card, because the liability for fraudulent purposes is bad with a debit card.
It's really damnable how many scammers there are, though. It really is. When you look around and think, oh, my God, as soon as you think you're safe, let your guard down, whammo, they get you. So make sure you're careful. Giving Tuesday is next Tuesday, so a lot of people will be looking to give safely and sanely. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here on the Talk.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.